Heather with the news.
Okay, so there was a rare meeting right after the trade deadline that may have been the spark that turned the Tiger season around. At least that's what it sounds like from the players talking about it. This meeting was right around the time of the Little League Classic on August 18th. AJ Hinch brought the team together and basically explained to them that they could either, you know, sit around and mope and basically just play out the end of the year, or they could play for something. Sounds like he gave a really, like, you know, inspiring speech. And a lot of the players are saying that was the turning point. That meeting was so impactful. And that's kind of what got the team going.
Mm-hmm. Believe it.
I did too. Did you guys know that Mackinac Island is haunted?
I've heard rumor.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I've never seen a ghost, but.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Haven't? No.
I don't either. I would like to have a reason to believe in ghosts. I think it's cool. Like, I'm intrigued by all of it. Like, I think it's kind of, I think it's, like, kind of fascinating, but I have no reason to believe because I've never had a ghost encounter. But like, bring it on. Like, I'd like to. Like a friendly ghost.
Sure.
Casper, you know, sure. But like, I don't think they're all,
I mean, if they are there, then some of them aren't going to be friendly.
I don't think so, but.
Yeah. I've been there a bunch of times.
Spook me, ghost. Yeah. Let's see it. Like,
okay.
Like, come on. What is that?
Yeah. No, I know.
I'd like to be a little frightened.
Sure.
I don't know. It'd be interesting. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point is that in 2021, Mackinac was voted the most haunted small town in America. And paranormal experts believe it's actually the island's natural landscapes that bring on so many hauntings. So Mackinac Island is partially made up of limestone and quartz, which both can store energy. And then, of course, it's an island. So it's surrounded by a large body of water, which can serve as a conductor. Which apparently is like the...
Put those ingredients together and you get
It's like an energy
outcomes.
Magnet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, which bring all of these spooky haunts to the island. And apparently I'm going to have to read a book. There's like four series from one of these experts that writes all about the hauntings on the island. Interesting.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. Speaking of haunts, a haunted attraction in Michigan has been named the scariest in the nation. The Erebus haunted attraction in Pontiac was ranked as the number one attraction to scare the crap out of you, according to America Haunts. So if you're looking for a scare that experts say could lead to uncontrollable physical reactions, you got one right here in your own backyard. Tickets are $25. Have you guys ever done it?
No.
Not like the really haunted house ones.
The Erebus one. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't want the physical reactions.
I don't either. No, I just said I'd like to be visited by a ghost, but I don't like haunted houses.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either.
What about scary movies?
I like scary movies.
Okay, so there's the line.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know what makes this so scary. Like, I've never done it. Like, I've been to a haunted house and it's scary because something jumps out from behind you, but there's gotta be more to it than that.
You would think.
Right? Anyway, there's a whole list. You can check them all out. This is pretty cool. The Detroit Lions have launched this new alcohol line. It's called Grit City Spirits. And right now there's two different spirits you can get. The Grit City Straight Bourbon Whiskey and the Grit City Vodka. They're available while supplies last. Limited edition at retailers throughout Michigan. The bottles are really cool. The labels are neat. They've got specific phrases made for Motor City, and this is one pride. Check them out. Looks kind of cool.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
And they're
you
price
have?
Reasonable.
I have,
yeah. They're like the corner store by where we live. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think Kroger has them?
I'm sure they
which
do.
Which is the only grocery store I pretty much shop at.
Yeah. I know Plums has them.
I'm going to have to go check it out. Yeah. $40 for the whiskey, $30 for the vodka. Not too crazy.
Not bad.
No. Finally, one of the doctors charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death has pleaded guilty. Dr. Mark Chavez pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He faces up to 10 years in prison. He's not going to be sentenced until next April. So basically until then, he is free on $50,000 bond. He's had to surrender his passport. He cannot work as a doctor. He's basically given up his medical license. Now, the other two people charged in the case are fighting their charges. They've each pled not guilty.
And that's Heather with the news.